Police, fire, and emergency medical technicians roll up their sleeves for the coronavirus vaccine starting today statewide. They're part of a massive state effort to vaccinate hundreds of thousands of medical personnel and residents of congregate care facilities. Over a decade, researchers have known the potential of mRNA, the experimental technology behind the Moderna and Pfizer coronavirus vaccines. Now, with the vaccines being given out, that potential has become a reality. And scientists now hope it could soon be harnessed to help fight more diseases such as cystic fibrosis, cancer, and HIV. WBUR's Angus Chen reports.
One of Derek Rossi's favorite things to say is that there are three keys to life on Earth.
DNA makes mRNA, makes protein, makes life.
Rossi co-founded the biotech company Moderna, but before he did that, he was a biologist at Harvard tinkering with messenger RNA, or mRNA. You might have heard that DNA is the building block of life, but DNA is really just a database with information cells need to make proteins. RNA does the work of actually creating those proteins. For years, Rossi and other scientists tried designing strands of mRNA that could force cells to make specific proteins, but they failed.
And it totally didn't work. What it looked like to the cell was that the mRNA was a virus.
Human cells are used to fighting off viruses. So every time Rossi tried to insert the mRNA, the cell would either destroy the molecule or kill itself. Not at all what he wanted. Catalin Carrico, then a scientist at the University of Pennsylvania and now a senior vice president at BioNTech, was having the same results as Rossi. Then a colleague suggested altering the chemical letters that make up the mRNA code.
By modifying the RNA, it cloaks the RNA. Maybe it's like giving it a fake passport.
Immunologist Timothy Springer says the modified chemical letters made the mRNA appear harmless. Rossi used this discovery to create modified mRNA that could evade the cell's defenses. In one experiment, he injected mice with mRNA encoded for the protein that makes fireflies light up.
And then, an hour later, we put the mice into this machine and we could see this glowing spot.
The experiments worked, and Rossi now knew how to control one of the three most fundamental keys to life. He took the new data to Springer, who immediately saw its potential.
The possibilities were unlimited. The RNA can encode for anything. They could be encoding a secreted protein or an enzyme in the cell or a vaccine to protect against SARS-CoV-2.
About a decade before modified mRNA would power the world's highest profile vaccines, Springer helped Rossi co-found the company Moderna. Both still have stock in the company. Since then, Moderna and other companies like BioNTech have been studying modified mRNA, hoping to develop treatments for a wide variety of diseases like heart failure and cystic fibrosis. In addition to COVID-19, researchers are also using mRNA for potential vaccines against Zika, HIV, even cancer.
We're trying to mount an immune response that is going to actually attack the cancer cells and then lead to eradication.
That's Dr. Kathy Wu, an oncologist at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Wu works on cancer vaccines that train the immune system to attack tumors. And she says mRNA might help create a breakthrough. Vaccines usually take a lot of money and time to create.
If someone has advanced cancer, you can't really wait that long. Being able to build vaccines in a more timely fashion is probably what's needed to make these actually really work.
And mRNA vaccines can be made lightning fast. The COVID-19 vaccine took only days to design.
The technology provides you with a nimble platform that you can switch things up quickly.
Wu says scientists are now using this technology to develop personalized cancer vaccines. And now that COVID-19 vaccines are being produced on a massive scale, Wu says that could drive down production costs. The next step for these cancer vaccines is to test them in large clinical trials. That's true of other applications for modified mRNA, too. And with billions of dollars going into this new technology, more therapeutics are likely to come soon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.